You know, it's been a good 2 decades plus. So can you talk about your journey over the past 2 decades?
I mean, I always am the person that comes from the place of like, you got to live a life to write about anything. You know, you really have to be living a real life, not like sitting in a vacuum or having your rent paid by somebody, so you know you don't really go out and you know and walk amongst, you know, be a man against man or a woman against woman amongst women. So I think you know, for the last 20 something years I've been writing. I've always written, and I've written short stories. I've written, you know, I wrote a letter to Rolling Stone about their 100 greatest guitar players at one point. And I've been going down to Nashville over the last 20 plus years, you know, doing songwriting sessions with people and, you know, cutting songs that maybe a country artist might do or whatever. So I was always writing. I just couldn't quite figure out like who to get into the studio with as a producer. You know, I felt that that was really important. And I just couldn't figure out who that person should be, and it took me a while. And I guess maybe it was because I had to wait until I wrote that song Drive, because I believe that that was the song that I was like, this song, because I have a many songs, like my daughter, I always say my daughters have all my demos on their iPhones or their you know, iPods, and they love them all, and they're like, you've got to, you know, they're mad that I didn't put them on this record. So I have to make some more records, and it certainly won't be as long an interval in between. But the thing is I guess when I wrote Drive, I was out here and I wrote with this guy Gerald O'Brien. We wrote two. He had two music track ideas, and I said, you know, I came up with some melodies for both of them, and then I took them home, and I finished Drive at home in New York, and it became sort of just about, you know, sort of a love letter to my sister and to my childhood. That's what that song was about, and feeling like we had somehow forgotten, you know, who we were to each other. And I think that song was the impetus where I'm like, I'm going to figure it out now. I'm going to, you know, write these other songs around it. I had a couple of other songs. I had Build a Fire and Only One. And then I wrote, I'm going to get there and No One Gets What They Want, and Losing Things. That was another song I wrote down in Nashville. Just because they were good enough. That's what I thought. I'm like, for whatever reason, man, you know, I'm like, I got a lot to say right now about a lot of different subjects, I guess. And also, I had met Liz Rose, who's a great songwriter, and I was going down there more just to hang with her because she's like one of my BFFs right now. I went to a BMI award show, and I ran into Dan Huff, who had played guitar on a record that I didn't even release back in the 80s out in LA, and he's a great guitar player. He was and now he's like a big Nashville producer, and I didn't really even know how big of a Nashville producer he was. I just figured he has a rock sensibility, but he also can do like Americana and, you know, whatever else I would need. And I just asked him to do me a favor, and he did do me a favor because he's so busy. So he and his brother Dave and this guy Ilya Tuzinski produced the 6 songs, and then Ilya and I did Downtown Train and Ode to Billy Joe together.